The heart of the HB2 court case is the question of which bathroom and locker room transgender students are allowed to use in public schools. Under HB2, public school students in North Carolina must use the bathroom that matches the gender on their birth certificate. This presents a problem for transgender students who believe they should use restrooms that match their gender identity. State legislators passed HB2 just as some school districts were starting to pay attention to the needs of transgender students. Reporter Jess Clark introduces us to one of the plaintiffs in the case we just heard about and explains how HB2 has made life much more complicated.
All right, so the sculpture studio is right up this way.
18-year-old Hunter Schaefer is a high school senior at the UNC School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. She was born a boy, but in her early teen years, she transitioned to become a girl with the help of hormone therapy. I caught up with her in the art studio last spring, right after lawmakers passed HB2. Schaefer showed me her work, a large, colorful ball with a knitted snout, looking like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. The sculpture hung by a long cord from the ceiling.
It's kind of like descending into its environment.
For the last year, Schaefer's environment at the UNC School of the Arts has held an extra challenge for her. Schaefer uses the women's restroom at school, but since the passage of HB2, that means she breaks the law each time she goes to the bathroom. HB2 allows Schaefer to use a gender-neutral restroom, but she says there aren't enough of them.
I've considered starting to use the men's restroom, but I don't know how comfortable I am looking and feeling the way I do. Like, that's not where I belong.
HB2 came at a time when many school districts were starting to pay attention to kids like Schaefer. Catherine Archibald is a law professor at the University of Detroit and an expert on the litigation surrounding transgender bathroom access. She says in the past few years, school administrators across the country have stepped up accommodations for trans students.
Schools are now thinking, okay, what is our policy? Most of them didn't have a policy in the past.
Archibald says more and more trans students are coming forward as their issues and identities gain more acceptance and awareness, and as trans students have begun winning their cases in the courts.
So this struggle is certainly not a new one. It's just one that's entered mainstream consciousness in recent years.
In North Carolina, many schools have given transgender students access to single-stall gender-neutral restrooms, a move that's still legal under HB2. Schaefer's case is fairly typical. Before she transferred to the School of the Arts, Schaefer completed her freshman and sophomore years at Broughton High School in Raleigh. There, she told school administrators she wouldn't feel comfortable using the boys' locker room when she changed for gym.
And they wouldn't let me use the women's, so they gave me this staff bathroom to change in.
Schaefer used the staff bathroom to use the restroom too, but eventually Schaefer started using the girls' restroom, even though faculty had told her she wasn't supposed to.
But I kind of just disregarded that and use the bathroom that I was comfortable with, and no one ever really stopped me.
Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools went a step further and allowed transgender students to access whichever bathroom matched their identity, meaning a trans girl could use a girl's restroom. But that practice became illegal when the state passed HB2. Despite growing public support around transgender issues, there are students who are not comfortable sharing facilities with their transgender peers. Chloe Jefferson is a student at Greenville Christian Academy. During the special session state lawmakers held last year to pass HB2, Jefferson spoke out against a Charlotte ordinance that would have allowed transgender people to use restrooms corresponding with their gender identity.
Changing in front of my girl peers is already intimidating enough. Now we add the possibility of males changing and showering alongside me. This is something that makes me, and I'm sure other girls, even more self-conscious.
This tension is hardly unique to North Carolina. Transgender students across the country are caught in the midst of a national culture war on gender, identity, and religion. And many will be watching how the case against HB2 plays out in court later this spring.
You're listening to A State Divided, HB2 and Transgender Rights, a special report by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. After the break, we'll take a look at what science tells us about gender and gender identity, and we discuss what comes next in this chapter of North Carolina history.